Welcome back to 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine. I'm your host, Gino Retta. Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 135 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. We're now pleased to be joined by Rick Dorval, the head coach and general manager of the Central Canada Hockey League's Hawkesbury Hawks. Rick, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us. First and foremost, where is your team? Because a lot of people listening across the country who would have no idea where the Hawkesbury Hawks play out of.
Well, first off, thanks for having me on. And Hawkesbury is located right on the Quebec-Ontario border, on the Ontario side, just a little east of Ottawa. We're about an hour outside of both airports, Montreal and Ottawa. So we're lucky enough that we're able to attract those Quebec-born and Ontario-born players.
You get the best of both worlds. That's good. Good for you. So where are you right now? Because people are watching on TSN.ca and listening across the country on radio stations and the podcast. It varies from region to region what players are allowed to do. Give us a sense of where you guys are at right now in your return to play protocol.
Well, as of right now, as we stand, we're going to be playing our last game against Cornwall this coming Friday. Saturday. And we head into the red zone as of Monday morning. So that'll basically shut us down probably for the season. And our players are probably going to start heading home as early as Sunday.
How disappointing is that for you guys to get up and running like that and then all of a sudden, through no fault of your own, having to shut things down like that?
It's hard emotionally, physically. On everybody involved, from the staff to the players, especially this year for us, we were supposed to host the Eastern Ontario Championship, the Fred Page Cup, and a lot of the players were looking forward to that. And this was a big disappointing season for us, but obviously nothing that we can control. And we tried to do the best of what we could day in and day out.
You did get to play 12 CCHL developmental games this year. That give us a sense of what you were able to do with the kids in really a very difficult time of this pandemic.
Well, I'm very proud of our group in terms of the buy-in concept. We got better and better each game. The systems were, they still played the system. They still competed every day and even at practice. The tougher part was trying to balance a discipline without being too hard on them, knowing that they could easily try to leave and find opportunities elsewhere, especially in the United States, where they were playing hockey pretty much freely.
I want to ask you about one of your former players, David Jankowski. Over the weekend, he scored the game-winning goal in overtime with St. Lawrence University to help the Saints win the ECAC championship and earn a berth in the upcoming NCAA men's hockey tournament. What's it like to see a kid who represented your team now doing something like this in the U.S. college ranks?
It's the reason why I coach. You see players go through your program, see the success at the next level and further on. It brings the joy and it brings full circle. You don't just do this for a paycheck. You do it to see players and young adults succeed at the next level and in life. And David, unbelievable. He came back for his 20-year-old year. We only had three returning players that year. He could have followed and tried to look at a different avenue, but he believed in what we preached and help him get to a scholarship. And to watch him having the success he's had at St. Lawrence has been unbelievable.
It's great to see a kid like that have success, but it's also good for further developing your program. How do you use your story, your backstory with him and what's happened with him to continue to encourage kids to get involved in your hockey program and to get involved in the league?
Well, we've been lucky in recent years. We've had a couple of good success stories along with David Jankowski to continue to promote our program and to show people that Hawkesbury is a great place to send your player to or your athlete to develop and get to the next level. You know, we've got several alumni that are coaching and head coaching in the NHL. We have two players on NHL contracts from the last 6 years. We obviously have the David Jankowski story. And another recent story is we have the Dovar Tinling, who is playing right now as a freshman for Vermont as a 17-year-old. He's only, you know, one of a handful of players to ever do that. So those are all recent stories that we have as a program that we're happy to say we were a part of the development of these people. And we hope that these stories bring a lot more traction to our program moving forward.
You know, it's another great story is your own personal story. You've been coaching CTHL now since 2008 and in Hawkesbury since 2015. You're now also the Hawks all-time winning wins leader, surpassing Bob Hartley, who's been a head coach who was a head coach in the NHL for 13 seasons. How much has this franchise, this run for you in the CCHL meant in your life?
You know, it's changed a lot about my life and how I go about things. You know, from the way I look at my outset on a day in and day out, the way I approach the game, the way I've learned, some new connections I've made, some new friendships. It's been a great ride. I've enjoyed every minute of it. I've enjoyed coaching so many different people and players and hopefully at some point there'll be another level and I'll get the opportunity to show what I can do above the junior A ranks.
You certainly earned the right to prove yourself at the next level, my friend. Congratulations on all you've accomplished. Good luck.
Thank you, Gino.
That was Hawkesbury Hawks head coach and general manager Rick Dorval. And that wraps up this week's CJHL report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here. Coming up next, what can we expect from Andre Tournay, Hockey Canada's new head coach of its men's national programs? We'll discuss that with our director of scouting, Craig Button, next. This is season 30 of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.